Welcome to Better Health for Busy People, brought to you by healthmentors.nz. I'm your host, Chris Desmond. We're coming at you again from the floor of my lounge, recording a pod here with my hip mobility working and just bringing you into my environment. I want to talk to you today about health drift. And I'm going to start with a question. So where is your health today? That's a dramatic pause, just for you to think about that a little bit. And you don't have to be honest with me. You don't have to reach out and send me a message and say, this is where my health is. But I think you owe it to yourself and you owe it to the people around you. You owe it to your performance and you owe it to your future self to be honest with you about where your health is today. So think about it on a scale of methamphetamine to broccoli. Where do you sit? Are you coming in somewhere around a cheeseburger and a full fat Coke? Where is your health at the moment? If you want to use a 0 to 10 scale, a little bit more boring than the methamphetamine to broccoli scale, you can do that as well. Like, where are you sitting from 0? You're passed out on the floor, covered in Doritos, to 10, your Wonder Woman or your Chris Hemsworth and Thor, not the fat one, and without the ego and the daddy issues as well. So where is your health on that scale? And for most of us, we didn't just wake up one morning wherever we are on that health scale at the moment and wake up and think, oh, crap. Today, my health is a 6-pack of donuts, but yesterday it was a roast veggie salad. What happened overnight? How did I get from that roast veggie salad through to the 6-pack of donuts? Like, how did I drop from an 8 to a 3 all of a sudden? It doesn't usually happen. And for the vast majority of us, health isn't like that. It's not that quick downward spiral. But there are occasions where it takes a massive dip, such as high velocity injuries, unlucky infections, getting poisoned, to name a couple. But for most of us, whatever we gave ourselves on that health scale, our health has drifted to this point over a period of time. And it might be over a period of weeks or it might be over a period of months, but more likely in most cases, the drift has been happening for a few years. So we've got in for a swim thinking that we'll burn out around the buoy and come back. But something's distracted us. We've stopped swimming and the current's caught us. And when we've started paying attention again to where we are, we're so far away from where we set out to be. And we're often faced with a really big trek back along the beach just to get our towel, just to get back to where we started from and where we were hoping to go to. So we drift along with our health habits. And when we're not paying attention to our habits, they usually default to what's easy and convenient. So we reach for that convenient processed food more often. We have a few extra drinks to unwind on a more regular basis. We stop playing sport with our mates because other priorities get in the way. We don't make time to get outside for a walk and only do 800 steps a day because we're working from home and we've got to get the stuff done. And sometimes we pay attention in one area of our health, so it feels like we're on top of that and stop the drift in that areas, but we're just letting other areas float away. So today, I just want you to have a look up and I want you to look up and I want you to see where is your health at the moment and ask yourself the question once you've answered that, is this where you want it to be? And then two more questions to finish up with. What's caused you to drift to where you are now? And final one, how can you stop drifting and start swimming again?